Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome to the DDP. I am going to get started today in the book of Titus, or at least I'm going to get started today introducing the book of Titus. The reason I say introducing and not jumping right into the text is because personally, I think one of the mistakes that we make as students of the Bible is that we just jump into a scripture or a text and we don't do just a little bit of back work to find out why the book is relevant, who the book was written by, who the book was written to, what was the book trying to say in its day, all of these important things. And what is the overview? What themes am I going to learn as I read this book? So let's talk about Titus today, and then tomorrow we'll get started in reading Titus. Titus, much like the book of 1 Timothy, was written by the Apostle Paul in the middle of his fourth missionary journey, which is about the time he wrote his first letter to Timothy. That would have been somewhere around AD 62, 63, or 64. That's about the date of his fourth missionary journey. Titus is the only book of the New Testament that starts with the name of a Gentile, because Titus was a Gentile Christian, according to the fourth verse of chapter 1, probably was led to the Lord by the Apostle Paul. We don't get a whole lot of information in the New Testament about Titus. In fact, he's not mentioned at all in the book of Acts, which is where we learn most of our New Testament characters. But we do know, according to Paul's writing to the church at Galatia in Galatians 2, that Paul took Titus with him in some of his early missionary journeys to, specifically, according to Galatians, he took him to Jerusalem, where Paul refused to have Titus circumcised, even though in the book of Acts, early in his ministry, he had Timothy circumcised. Another reason why I believe in the evolution of the doctrine of the early apostles, their doctrine began to grow and flesh out, and they didn't do some of the same things twice. So where Paul would have had Timothy circumcised in Acts, he refused to have Titus circumcised to please the Jews in Galatians 2. Titus apparently traveled with Paul even on his second and third missionary journey, and then part of that fourth journey as well. So he was a trusted advisor and associate of Paul. And Paul even used him in different situations. You hear a lot about him in 2 Corinthians. And he was the representative, when we read the book of Titus, he is Paul's representative on the island of Crete. According to 2 Timothy, that's in the province of Dalmatia. So Paul believed very firmly in the ministry of Titus, so much so that he would entrust to him some of the people that he had led to the Lord. When Paul writes this letter, he's writing from Macedonia. We learn that in the third chapter. On an earlier part of the journey, he and Titus had been involved in some missionary work on the island of Crete. So when Paul left, he obviously left Titus behind. He says in the fifth verse, he leaves him behind in Crete. And Titus is closing out Paul's missionary work on the island. Specifically, Paul asks him to complete the organization of the churches to deal with false doctrine and give instruction on the churches to the proper conduct. The theme of the book of Titus, this is why I really want to do this book. It has a lot of info on church organization, a whole lot like 1 Timothy. Got a lot of qualifications for overseers and elders, but there's a strong concern for sound doctrine, and there's two awesome theological meditations on grace in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, and chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. Your homework tonight before we get started is to start chapter 1 of the book of Titus. Yeah, I think you're going to like it so much you're going to read the whole book. But whether you do or not, know that we're in for a journey of marvelous meditations on grace as we read the book of Titus, and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit, and the atonement of Christ, and the justification by grace. All of these awesome, awesome themes balanced with proper Christian conduct. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.